Blood moon, beaver moon. From the concrete in front of the night house, the lunar eclipse was at first clouded out, but then it sailed higher and became a gold scythe that cupped the mottled garnet of the big, soft red moon in its arm, so that I remembered that old border ballad, Sir Patrick Spens. I saw the new moon late yestreen with the old moon in her arm, and if we go to sea, master, I fear we'll come to harm. It seems a fitting warning against goading Russia and China into a war simultaneously, as some Hail Mary strategy by the American military, Australia arming itself with nuclear potential, Xi deciding he must prepare his military for war, Putin still hoping for an incremental bridge using electricity, maybe giving the Poles Galicia, which is anyway a swastika incarnate. Blood moons always seem incarnate by their nature. By the time this one had cleared the roof by meters, it was atmospheric silver on impossibly radiant fogs again. Catherine stops photographing it. We return inside to eat, having inadvertently observed some Indian fast to watch it, at least according to Twitter, where Elon Musk, having unsuccessfully cooed Bolivia, settles for a massacre of ex-comedians, most of whom are anyway warlike now. At the end of Doctor Who in a seminal image, Yaz carries the dying female doctor back to the TARDIS in her arms across a destroyed landscape, and the franchise has been taken over by Disney, the BBC always preferring the blood to the beaver. In America, this is the beaver moon suggesting sylvan industry to them, and the blood is incidental. It was more beautiful as it vanished, I thought last night, like a bourbon rose on a gold bridge upside down.